We have Mike Basic.
Basic.
Basic. He is not joining us today. I talked to him this morning.
Coward.
No.
We ought to just jump right into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Holmes gets fired. Holmes was a major league pitcher. Got a gig on the ticket after his expiration date hit on Major League Athletics. He hosts a show on the weekends, and he's a producer. Now, that confuses me, but we'll get to that in a moment. Bassett got fired for a tweet this week about the Mavs and the Spurs. He's a little upset about the Spurs, and he said, I hope all you blank Mexicans are happy down there in San Antonio.
Unwashed. Another term for that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this thing gets traction, and it gets local news. And then yesterday, so the tick, the, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Hey, and local
I need to ask Clear Channel if I can, what I can say and what I can't.
Another sports station.
Another sports station on the AM dial that's real popular. How about that?
Yeah.
And, okay. And local FM jocks, too.
So, local FM jocks what?
We're pushing this out.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just talking about the hoopla.
Mm-mm. Talking about where he works.
Oh, okay.
Where he got fired from. So next time you want to speak, Washabaugh, think, say it to yourself, and then speak.
I've had that problem. All right. I'm getting the show sidetracked. I apologize.
Okay. Now you got me screwed up.
Okay, you're talking about the radio station. You're not sure if you can stay on the air where he got
fired. Right. So he got laid off officially, and then it hit CNN. The you blank Mexicans better be happy.
Wow.
When CNN got a hold of it, they blasted him yesterday. So Turley had the great idea this morning. And actually, Ron at the I can't say that either. The Unticket. It's a website.
Yeah.
So both of y'all said at the same time, you said, I ought to have Bassick on today. So we called him. We talked to him. He was going to join us. And he gave me some quotes. But he called his agent from baseball. And the advice from the agent was, just let it die down. You want to work in radio again, don't get on there and blast your opinions. But I can tell you what his opinions are. And his opinions are, it's ridiculous. Because that other radio station constantly makes racial slurs, off-color commentary, political incorrectness. That's part of their shtick. That's why it's called the shticket.
Yep.
Right.
So
they have drops that play that same very same thing that he said in a tweet.
You worked there for 5 years.
Oh, yes. I used to play those drops. I used to hear it all the time. Yeah, I mean, it was nonstop.
I called our dear friend Grego, and I said, this would be a good day to show up. He said, today is errand day.
What's he out doing?
Running errands. Okay. But I was like, because this is very similar, because your argument to why you got fired was that everyone else did that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you being peeled off the onion, for lack of a better term?
Well,
so the two guys I wanted to talk to, I talked to them, but they wouldn't get on the air with me. Hey, what are the rules? Can you just tape it? Or you have to tell them they're being recorded?
Oh, you have to tell them, yeah. Yes.
I'm kidding. No, Bassick was a cool guy, and I think he's going to join us later. He said, once it cools down. But his quote was, if I were a host, this is from a conversation I had with Mike Bassick or Basic?
Bassick.
Bassick this morning, regarding his firing. If I were a host under contract and not a producer, then they would have had my back. No contract equals much easier to get rid of with little consequences.
Right.
So they wouldn't have to pay him, because if they blasted him, he was on a contract, then they'd have to keep paying him. See Russ Martin and friends.
Yeah.
Is this why I don't have a contract yet?
This is exactly why you don't have a contract.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only making $5,000 a day per show.
Right.
And you're making $100,500.
Right.
And once we get you to contract, I mean, we'll probably, you'll bend my arm and get it to $300,000.
Well, I've got...
So I'm just trying to get the most out of my money at this time, in this price range.
My kids need shoes, man.
You don't have any kids.
All right.
Your girlfriends have kids.
Yes, they do.
So, isn't this just the ticket being, you know, they're taking the high road, all of a sudden they have core values? Did you see where...
Now, hang on, let me stop real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to this on weekday air, so I don't want to start a ruckus, and I don't want to get in trouble. And I talked to Clear Channel this morning. And we don't need to be talking about other networks.
Okay.
They gave me some rules of my own. And I am not under contract either.
No, you're not. You may never be under contract.
So, you know, until I get my footing a little deeper in the ruts, I have to talk a little lighter than what I'd like to. I love J.D. Ryan told me when they were doing the Russ Martin show, they had two rules. Play the commercials and protect the license. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Play the commercials. Don't lose the license. J.D. has been a great hand, by the way. He put us up on his Facebook. He's been promoting our show on his anywhere he can to his fans. He'd love to be on the show with us, but he is getting paid. Paid. This man is getting paid. Not a little bit.
A lot.
A lot.
Yes.
A heavy ransom J.D. is collecting every month in the mail. It is called mailbox money.
I couldn't imagine.
But in his defense, he's not happy. He wants to get back to work. He's dying to get back to work. And he's like, this is insane, Wolf. I mean, they're paying me a lot. And I would gladly get on the air every day.
He's... I don't know.
Why doesn't that other sports radio station that's on the FM dial put the man back to work?
Well, then he'd have to walk away from his current gig that he's getting paid not to do.
No, but he's fine with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wants to work. He doesn't feel good about getting mailbox money. It was fun for a while, but now he's bored with it. He's flown all the airplanes. He's kind of cleaned up. You know, that Russ thing... He and I have talked about this a lot, and the story in The Observer, and what his quotes were. He said he sounded like a bitter old woman. But that I think that Russ thing kind of set him back. I mean, he had to dry out. He had to go to church. He had to hit reset.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. I've had to hit reset, brother.
He's a little light. Wash is.
I didn't have the money to go to rehab. So.
You just have the right insurance policy.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so speaking of this guy.
May as well hot.
Whose life is over because of.
Mike Bassick.
I'm a lot hot. Mike Bassick. I got an interesting Facebook today that I sent to you, John.
Some people are colorblind. I think Turley's level blind.
I'm just going by the levels on the board.
Oh, I listen in my ears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what's going on over there.
He's a professional. He's flying instruments today.
That's right, damn it.
Yeah.
IFR under the hood.
He's IFR rated, man. Okay, so I get this. I sent it to you, John. This woman is talking about... The man who's dating your ex-wife?
Okay, I don't want to do a bunch of ex-wife stories.
Wait, this is the only one. This is a Facebook.
Okay.
This is something everybody can relate to.
Everyone can relate to this. The man who's dating her, his ex-wife, mm-hmm. This is what this is directed to, her.
Okay.
Can I read it? You think? And this may not be accurate. I'm not saying this is true what happened, but this is what this lady, Kim, wrote about a girl named Jill on Facebook. And these are all people we all know here in the community.
Nope. Answer's no. We're going to, when we go to break at 30 to do the news, I'll read it and then we'll go over it. I'm not going to lose my license over you, Wash. I've explained this too many times.
There's a way to read this, without reading it, but just in.
But dumping it on me without prep. I mean, what if I screw it up? And y'all don't realize how sensitive. Everyone out there is dying to be offended. That's something you have to understand. I mean, we're starting the Civil War, the Mexican-American War over a tweet.
Okay.
The Alamo is like. Polishing up the Adobe, ready to fight again over what a guy did on a tweet.
And
so I don't want to catch the bullet for your dumb ass.
I hear that loud and clear. But what I'm saying is the content of this, could you imagine that being sent out to...
I haven't read it yet. I don't want to read it. We'll tease everybody with it. We'll do it after the bottom of the hour.
300.
And it might be radio gold, bud. I mean, I'm with you. But
the content is gold. You don't have to read anything else.
No,
the content of it.
It is... When I read it, it made my stomach cringe.
Just imagining you getting something like this happening to you.
Here's what you have to understand. I have a child with this woman, and this guy has a hard-on for me.
Right.
Big time. He's rolling tape on this right now.
Right.
He's sitting in his little office rolling tape on everything I do.
He's ready
to call. This for a fact. Her boyfriend is dying for me to slip so that he can
call
prove,
clear channel
prove his worth to my ex-old lady and cause me problems.
Yeah.
So that's something that you need to take into consideration, Washbow.
Like I said, I just wanted you. I sent it to you right before the show. I didn't want to send it to you this morning. I wanted the shock value of you reading
it. Well, you got the shock.
Okay.
Well, you bring up a great point because there's people out there doing the same thing that they did to Bassett.
Right.
They waited.
They're
saw
dying
tweet
for him to script.
Like, yes.
His ex-wife probably put this whole thing into motion. I don't know if Bassett's divorced or what. But I can tell you this. My ex-old lady called the FAA on me. You asked me yesterday why I don't have my pilot's license?
Yes.
She called the FAA on me to tell them about my accident. So they yanked my medical. And right now, I could get a medical again, and I will again, but it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to go through all these steps because of what my ex-wife did. She saw, I had a friend of mine ferrying my Baron, my airplane, from Meacham to Bowie Airport. She saw it. She called the FAA and told them I was flying, and I was screwed up with a spinal cord injury. So it just takes one phone call to cause a lot of problems.
One.
This is perfect. This is all going together.
Yeah.
This flows wonderfully with the basic situation.
And it does. And I'm telling you, we don't ever have to read this thing on the air or not, but when you see this, it's going to just stir up some emotions. One little thing like this could just ruin somebody's life, dude. And then you know how this town is. It's so small. It seems like a large town. But my God.
Listen to the background music. We got girlfriend playing. We're really just doing a scene of a play here. I mean, it's a rock opera is what it is.
That's why I wore my cape.
It's the Nooner rock opera.
You ever watch Glee?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just showing that I'm gay.
The only homophobe show that I'm tied up with right now is American Idol, and I'm going to have Lacey Jones on at 12:35, which is completely against all rules of coolness. I'm going to lose serious cool points for doing this. But inquiring minds want to know about Big Mike.
Your wife will be happy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Making her happy. Speaking of making her happy, I won't tell my old lady what station we're on.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I just think it would be bad for my...
So she doesn't know that you're on the air. So we can talk about her.
Well, she does. Today I finally broke in and told her because she was holding things that I wanted, wouldn't give them to me until I told her what station I was on.
What station is it?
1190.
Uh-oh. Oh no, my chants aren't playing.
Why?
I don't know.
I hope you didn't crash again. Let's
no.
see if you crashed out completely.
I took a big breath and was
you
ready
did.
For
You're
it.
Gone. No, yeah. you don't. Your chants aren't playing. 1190.
Those are the
Do
old
you know that this radio station was, if you look up the Wikipedia on it, it's insane. It was the most, I don't know how you can figure this, but the most popular radio station in the country at one time. The Cliff. It was the bomb.
They had a 23 share. At one point?
At one point, it was higher than that, I believe.
Yeah, some of my relatives were born and raised here, and when I call them and tell them what station I'm on,
they're like, oh, my God!
Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal.
Are you going to be Dick Clark?
It's a big deal.
You're going to be just like Dick? I'll do American Bandstand?
I want to have a meltdown like Casey Kasem.
So anyway, we're talking about slipping in the wrong time. What's clear to say, what's not clear to say? My antenna's up. I mean, I know, it's weird when you know people are out there against you, and you know that they're dying for you. To do something that they can catch you on. And Bassick got screwed. He made a comment that was very commonplace in his workplace. They say it all the time.
They say it all the time.
I'm not supporting what he said.
No.
I don't say stuff like that because I know I can't get away with it. And the reason I can't get away with it is because I'm not cool enough yet. But once I'm cool enough, then you can get away with anything. Russ Martin, perfect example. The guy's cruelty to animals. I mean, he's just terrible. He's all over the place. But he can get away with it because he's Russ Martin.
Until
when I started doing that show with Grego for the little time it lasted, he would say some sexist stuff. We need to dig up some Grego drops from those days, too, because I've got some good ones. I couldn't believe what he would say on the air.
Well, so you're saying you wouldn't Facebook that? What?
No. What? Hell no.
I just think
I, would
so
I would I Facebook
or tweet that?
Well, same thing. Would I put that out with my name on it?
Right.
I would say it in the correct context on radio if it applied. But I would never put that in a post on a social media.
What if you put LOL after it?
That would cut it in half. That would cut it down by two-thirds. And LOL after that statement by him, he'd still have his job.
Which is amazing. Because he even said that was in jest. He was saying it in jest. But it's hard to interpret tweets in jest. You see it and you're like, oh my God, this guy's racist. But if you know him, you know the background of the station and everything.
Give me a buzz real quick. 817-377-4346. I want to hear your opinion. 817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. And also, at the end of the show today, we're going to do a lightning round from the car deal. I'm going to bring that into play at the last segment.
I'm glad you punched out the number because I've got the other one from the Saturday show we do. So engraved into my head, I have nightmares about it.
You wake up with sweats.
Oh, today, that white Volvo that's out there in the parking lot, this morning I woke up having a dream that I was putting diesel in it.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like every time I come up here, I haven't blown up the studio yet.
Are the phones broke or something? I don't see anybody calling. 817-377-4346. Somebody call and give me an air check. 817-377-4346. Let me know if this thing's working.
Or Smokey Report. They are out today. 30 East going into Arlington, huge trap, and then 30 West... Right after you pass 183, they're stacked up right there, too. So slow down.
You got a ticket last week.
Yeah, I'm all about this now.
Who is your lawyer of choice? What's his name? The girl's dad?
Yeah.
He's the bomb.
He's the man.
What's his name?
Down there off University.
Off Sandage.
Yeah.
He's hooked me up for years.
Mallory.
Yeah, like $40. You're in and out.
Really?
Oh, that's my Lord.
I need to talk to
him
then.
It's the racket from all time.
There's a line.
James Mallory, he is not paying me to say this. He doesn't even know me. I've never met the man. He's got a fleet of secretaries that handle all this.
Yeah.
You take your ticket to James Mallory, and that ticket gets handled, my friend.
For $40.
I mean, it's like his wife's the mayor of the city or something. It's insane.
I've bought that Rolex he wears on his arm. That's from me in high school. So many tickets.
There's one. I'm going to take it. Good morning. You're on the air. You got to take the caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much.
Hey, real quick, just heard you guys talking about the Bassic situation.
Hmm?
And I read on the unticket.com you possibly were going to have him on, and I wasn't sure if I missed it, but it's an interesting situation over there. There's a lot of things that go on, and I thought Bassic was fitting in, but I guess he just didn't have the clout yet to say some of the things that some of the other guys get away with.
And that's exactly what I just said. Now, I talked to him a couple times. He called his old baseball agent and said, what should I do? Should I get on the air or not? And the guy said, just let it die. Come join their show after it sizzled, which is not good for us, but good for him. We want him today, you know, why it's a hot item. He did say, I got a quote at him, if I were a host under contract and not a producer, then they would have had my back. No contract made it much easier for them to let me go with little consequences. Which,
yeah, and that makes sense. And it'd be, I mean, it sounds like he's a tad bitter about it. Which, you know, I guess until you know the whole story, you really have no clue.
I'd be better if I lost my job doing something I thought was in jest.
Yes, I would be too.
Question, caller, if he would have put LOL after that tweet, would he still have his job?
You know what? In the hypersensitive world we live in, I don't know. I mean, you'd like to think so, but you know, I sent Mike an email and said, "Hey, support you. Hope you come back and everything." And he wrote back, "Hey, sorry if I offended you or anyone in your family." Well, I'm a single male with no kids, so I was a sports guy. I know it was kind of in jest, but we live in a PC world these days, you know.
Right.
But anyway,
everyone's waiting to be offended.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. It's interesting, but yeah, you guys need to give the Unticket a shout out because they got me to turn over to you guys today.
Absolutely, thanks for tuning in.
Have a good one.
See you, man.
Oh, that was cool.
817-377-4346. We've had three more calls and Paul dropped them. Our call screener, we're gonna have to send him to call screener school. It's official. That's why I took that one hot because everyone he's taking he's screwed up.
817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. If our call screener drops, you call back. I'll go back there and start answering the call.
I'll just take him before he gets to him. I'm quicker on the draw than he is.
Okay.
You just can't do it when you have another call lined up at the same time.
Let's talk to Major Paul. Major Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
What is your major malfunction, Private Pyle?
I think that perhaps I have some sort of mental deficiency in general.
Okay, Turley just caught the other one. He put you on hold. But let's try to get one to the air.
You want to try it live here? See if he can do it?
Yeah, let's listen to him screw this up.
Okay.
Okay,
it's on you, Major Tom.
It's on you, Major Tom.
So, okay. All right, here we go. Nooner.
Damn it.
Hey, strip club DJ. Yeah, phones are working.
Let's get straight. All right. And put him on
and
hold.
Then he dropped him.
How did you drop him?
I didn't touch anything.
God.
He hung up.
Strip club DJ, call back.
I did not touch a thing.
Hang up the line in there.
If you drop him again.
Oh, my God.
I'm being persecuted.
This is what I'm going to do.
In the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
That's what I'm going to do to you, Major Paul.
You're going to go all Pulp Fiction on him.
I am going to go Pulp Fiction.
Besides when he was robbing the Burger King or McDonald's and coming to America, was that his debut scene as the big boy?
Where he came to where he's at now?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction, is that what did it for him? It brought Old Travolta back from the dead.
Hey, where's my bit on the say what one more time? What's it under? It's not under Nooner Bits.
No, it's right here.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do to Major Paul.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother...
Whoa!
One more damn time.
I didn't think y'all had it.
I got it, Holmes. Strip club.
Hey, John, what's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Just want to call in. Y'all want to see the phones working, dude? Phones are working fine. Charlie, stand by. You're up next on the VIP stage.
There you go. Thanks, Strip Club DJ. We had a Strip Club DJ competition Monday. We're going to announce the winner Saturday on the Eagle on the Real Deal show from 7 to 9.
It's amazing because anytime you call him, it's the same voice. He's always that way.
Yeah, he's Strip Club.
He was born that way.
Yes.
You imagine a baby talking like that? It's like the kid from the Family Guy.
Imagine when he talks to your son.
My son is like the kid from the Family Guy. I mean, he'll Stewie. Take a cheap shot. Wife will be laying there. He'll just walk over and grab her boob and laugh and run off. She's like, he gets that from you.
Yeah, it's not as funny when you do it anymore, John.
It's not as fun.
You know, talk about a mad kid is when, you know, he got cut off from the boobs.
Oh,
he's three
really?
And a half. And then Youngin comes on and he gets the full meal deal. And three and a half is not happy.
What is the cutoff age?
One.
One. Okay.
Did you breastfeed Wash?
Yes. Until I was 12.
You probably didn't, did you?
Yeah, I really did.
When did she cut you off? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Do you think that has anything to do with your attraction to women's breastises? Do you think the breastfeeding does something to psychology?
I don't know. John, it's such an obsession that I would encourage women not to do it to their children. I know it's healthy for them, but it's unhealthy. If that's the reason I have this obsession now, it's unhealthy for them later in life. And the money I've spent at bars. And
speaking of odd situations, I've been taking my kids to ride horses out of my dad's ranch. And my daughter at six starts asking about horse marriages because she sees... There's a stud with, you know, 20 mares in one pasture, and she sees him on his back, and what's that, Dad? And I'm like, he's picking the stickers with his mouth off of that horse's back. He's doing her a favor. She's like, are they married? I'm like, well, no, but they're in a relationship.
That is awesome.
She's like, who else are these other horses married to? Because these colts are coming. I'm like, well, he's kind of married to all of them. Kind of like your old man. No, I'm kidding.
He loves them all.
Right.
We need a little
drama. Talk about a racket. Think about one horse with 20 women, and everybody's cool with it.
Everybody.
It's like a chic deal.
He doesn't have to pay for anything. He's got a rancher taking care of the whole deal. He just wakes up, eats, and takes care of business.
Am I going with that clock?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news. It's the Daily Nooner with John Clay Wolf.